Hi, everyone. This is Nina Amir, the Inspiration to Creation Coach, and this is February 16th, and this is our second Women's Inspired Writing Results Group of the month of February. So let's see who we have on the line. I think Robin might have just joined us. Or maybe not.
Rosalind did.
Oh, Rosalind did. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, well, we have Rosalind. We have Pat.
Hello. And Patty,
okay.
Bess.
I'm sorry?
And Patty Bess.
Patty Bess. Okay, so we have Patty and Pat. Patty has just joined us, so welcome, Patty.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have Pat, Rosalind, Patty. Who else is on the line?
Peggy.
Peggy.
Tonya.
Hi, Tonya.
Christine.
Okay, got you, Christine. Anyone else? Okay, six of us. Okay, Pat, Rosalind, oops, somebody else. Patty, Peggy, Tonya, Christine. Hello, who just joined us?
Pat.
Oh, I thought I had you down. I thought you were here already. I guess I just had ESP and knew you were coming, Pat.
There you go.
Okay, so I have Pat, Rosalind, Patty, Peggy, Tonya, and Christine. Anyone I've missed? Okay, so I want to welcome Patty to our group. I thought Winnetta was joining us, but I haven't been able to get a hold of her. I emailed her the information, but she hasn't responded. So if anybody knows how to get a hold of her, you might shoot her a text or something and let her know we're starting, and I'll just let her pay afterwards because she wanted to start. Anyway, hello?
Robin here.
Hey, Robin.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. Okay, so I'm going to review what we do because Patty is new to the group.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm just going to go over it very quickly. Somebody is causing an echo. I don't know who that is. But anyway, it might be you, Robin, because you just came on.
Yeah,
on cell
yeah,
phone.
It wasn't before. Let me see. I'll put it on. Let me mute it, okay?
Okay.
And see what happens.
Okay, that seems to be better. Thank you, Robin. So just unmute when you want to talk. Okay, so Peggy, this is or Patty, this is how it works. The first half of the group is all accountability, and we'll let you go at the end because you're new, and we'll let you hear from everybody else first. But basically, everyone has in the past, 2 weeks ago, they have set intentions for the last 2 weeks. And so we go through to see what they've accomplished, and then they set new intentions. When we're done with that, we move on to just coaching. And the coaching is supposed to be about productivity and how to get more done as a writer, but typically we run out of those kinds of questions, and we move on to just writing and publishing questions. So that's how it works. Any questions?
Nope. Sounds good.
Okay. So off we go. So, okay. Robin, you're on the top of my list. So just from last time, can I start with you? Except she muted herself.
Okay, here I am. I'm off.
Okay. I was going to say, but I made you mute yourself. So now you're not here.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So I'm going to go through these one by one because you had a lot of them. Okay, so
okay,
hang on.
Let me prepare you. Okay, go ahead.
All right, I got them all, so don't worry. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first intention was to work on the design of your blog with the designer.
That's tomorrow.
Okay, so
I'm doing it tomorrow, and I've got to say that I have more of an idea of a focus of what I would do after listening to you at the conferences, that last session about one book at a time. So just so you know, I have
awesome.
A much better idea. Okay, next.
Awesome. Okay. So I put that back under intentions. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to Peggy about drowning victims and medical issues.
Sorry, Peggy. No.
Okay. Should I put that back on intentions or drop it?
Why don't you drop it? Because I hate to keep putting that up there on Peggy. Drop
okay.
it.
Okay, dropped. start putting chapters into a full manuscript and have that done by the San Francisco Writers Conference.
I don't have it done. I stopped at a particular part.
Okay, so
no,
what do you want to do with that one?
Yeah, I want to keep doing that. I want to have that.
Okay, so I'm putting it there. Start putting chapters in a full manuscript.
Yeah.
Just taking off, done by the San Francisco Writers Conference. Okay, finish full measure by the San Francisco Writers Conference.
No, I didn't finish, but I got far enough into it to have a really cool conversation with G. Jefferson Parker. So, but I haven't finished it. And he's the author.
Okay, so I put finish full measure under intentions.
Yeah, okay.
Deep breathing to energize after our discussion about deep breathing.
Did not do that.
What's happened to you, Robin?
Yeah, right. What happened to me? Well, you don't want to even go there. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, there are more. There are three more.
Yeah.
Write three times a week for a minimum of 1 to 2 hours.
I do that the first week and not the second week. So, put that back on, too, because...
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Wrote three times a week for a minute of 1 to 2 hours for 1 week. Okay, and then I'm going to put that down here. Write three times. Okay. Cultivate a relationship with an editor and an agent at the San Francisco Writers Conference.
Oh, I did it. I did the editor. Her name is Victoria Mixon.
Okay.
And it's the agent, that's just not happening for me. So that one I didn't do.
Okay, well, we can talk about that afterwards if you want.
Okay.
Okay, develop a pitch.
I did.
Okay. All right, so what I have for you is under accomplishments, and tell me if there are any others that you've accomplished that weren't on your list.
Okay.
You wrote three times a week for a minimum of 1 to 2 hours for 1 week. You cultivate a relationship with an editor at the San Francisco Writers Conference, and you developed a pitch. Anything we missed that wasn't on your list?
Well, I fully attended the San Francisco Writers Conference, and I can't even begin to tell you what that did to me.
Well, I know that there was a request to discuss it afterwards, so we'll see if we get to that.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's a kind of big one, attending the conference.
That is huge.
Yeah. Okay. So I have those as your accomplishments, and then your intentions carry over from last time. Work with a designer of the blog on the design. Work on the blog design with a designer, which is going to happen tomorrow. Start putting chapters into a full manuscript. Finish full measure. Do the deep breathing exercises that I taught you to energize, and write three times a week for a minimum of 1 to 2 hours. Anything else?
Good. No. That'll do it.
All right. Awesome. Okay, and you're not echoing at the moment, so you're okay.
Oh, good. Good.
All right. So.
That echo was probably the buses going by. Anyway, maybe.
Okay. Who wants to, let me see it. I'm going to cross you off. Okay. Who wants to go next?
Pat, I can do that.
Okay, hang on, Pat. Let me find your stuff. All right, Pat, I have place, pitch, and 4 bullet points on a page for agents.
Yep.
Awesome. I have flesh out Arcadia book outline.
Sort of, but not much.
Okay, so I'll leave that under intentions?
Yes.
Meet with Will Gunter.
No, I don't want to do it. I mean, I found all kinds of reasons not to.
Okay. Are you still going to do it? Should it still be under intentions?
I have to do it. I just am not fond of him.
Okay. So I've left it there. Okay. Any other accomplishments that weren't on your list of intentions?
Oh. No. That was just to get ready for the...
For the conference?
Yeah.
Okay, but you attended the conference. I'm going to put that on there.
Yeah.
She read her first page, and they love her idea, I have to tell you. They love
it. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm putting that on there, too. Read first page at the San Francisco Writers Conference. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did, too. You can put that on my page, too.
2 weeks before I said a eulogy for a close friend's funeral where there were 300 people. And that was easier than reading my first page.
Oh.
It's a little sad, but okay. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else under intentions, Pat? Flesh out Arcadia book outline, meet with Will Gunter.
I'm rewriting the book. So my intention is to have the draft by the end of March. So I don't know if I should break it down. So if I have 4 weeks and I need about 40,000, I need to do 10,000 words a week. So we can
do
that.
Okay, well, so then I'm going to say rewrite book, draft by end of March, and let's see, we meet again.
The end of February.
March 1st.
Oh, March 1st, okay.
So between now and then, you want to have 10,000 words, right?
Right.
So 10,000 words by March 1st?
Yes, ma'am. I'll have to ask.
Oh, well, that's not right, because if you want to be done by the end of March, you need to have 20,000 words probably by the end of March, by March 1.
I need 40,000 by the end of March.
Well, let's see, how many weeks would that leave you? So March 1st.
So 2 weeks would be 20,000.
10, 1, 2, 3. Well, that still leaves you almost 4 weeks. So if you have 10,000 done by next time we meet, that still leaves you time to do 10,000 basically a week. But
okay.
You have it written, you're just rewriting. So
right.
I think that's doable.
Okay.
But if you want, I can say 15,000 or 20,000, whatever you want by March 1.
Well, let's just put 10,000 by March 1. And then later on, I'd like to talk about this, but I need to set some goals for getting articles out there.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Pat. All right, Rosalyn, Peggy, Tonya, Christine, who wants to go next?
It's Peggy, I'm ready.
All right, let me grab your stuff here. Okay, Peggy, let me get rid of this. Okay, you intended to send your third chapter for editing.
I got done.
You did? Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Write 7 more Twitter posts.
I did. I actually did about 21.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's sweet. I just sat and got them all ready for the rest of the month.
21 Twitter posts. Okay. Begin chapter 4.
I did that. And so that one can move over because I'm continuing that.
Okay, so began chapter 4, and then I'll say continue on chapter 4. Write 2 more blog posts.
Good.
You're just chugging along, man.
This helps. It helps to have this list.
Remind me to talk about that afterwards, okay, Peggy?
Okay, yeah.
Write 2 more blog posts. Okay. Or wrote 2 more blog posts. Okay. And then your query. Send to 6 agents every week.
Yeah, I did that. And I think I have about 20 out there. And I decided to stop because I need to relook at that. So let's talk about query letters and the question and answer. things.
Okay, so I have under intention. Anything else you want to add to your accomplishments?
Let's see. Where did I write it? Accomplishments. That's last week. Okay, I guess I didn't write any more. Wait a minute, I got it up here. Oh, I did do a revised query letter, and it's out with friend for editing, so I'm working on that. I revised it trying to see what I could do to make it better. I started an online forum about pelvic mesh in order to drive more visitors to my website. So it's kind of, it hasn't caught on yet, but it brought a bunch of people in one day when I announced it was going to happen.
Okay. Awesome.
And then I have questions. I have a whole bunch of questions.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to those afterwards. Okay. So for intentions, I have continue on chapter 4.
Okay.
Are you writing two more blog posts?
Yes.
Okay. What else?
Let's see, 7 Twitters a week, but I've got that all set up already, so I don't, it's set up for our next meeting, so let that go. I just talked to the editor of our local paper, and I'm going to write a story tonight for tomorrow, and then I'm going to scope out another series that I might write for her, and so that'll really help because it's a Pulitzer Prize winning paper, so I think that'll really help with my platform. And I told her that's what I wanted to do, but she's fine with that. She needs a little more writing done for her paper. So my goal is to work out scope out the series to write for her.
Okay. Anything else?
I guess get this query letter in shape and start sending it to, I'll say 7 agents a week. Yes, I'll say a week.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, so I have continue on chapter 4, write 2 more blog posts, write story for local paper, scope out and post series for local paper, and finish new query and send to 7 agents per week.
Right.
Okay,
and then I
had a question.
I did hear this from somebody who went to the conference, that you said that it'd be possible to just write magazine stories that are only 500 words long. And I thought maybe I should do that to get my platform.
What, did you go to that magazine session?
Pat did, and Pat told me that you said that.
Well, I didn't say that. I wasn't in the magazine the one on publication, but you can. There are magazines that have shorts, like sections with short articles.
Yeah,
and you can write, but you have to find out how long those are, and then yes, you could write short pieces for magazines if that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, because I was working on long form, and it's taking me forever to do that. It might be easier just to take what I already know and turn it into 500 words.
Yeah, but you have to find the right publications for that. Most of them do have a section at the front that has.
You know, I have that intention to research that. Research magazines for short items to write short items for.
Okay. All right. And then when you said you sent to 6 agents every week, so you sent out 12 queries since we talked last?
I think yes, because I had sent out about 8 before that. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Good work. Good work. Okay, Rosalind, Christine,
well,
Sonia, who wants to
go?
Who is this? Who's going next?
It's Christine.
Okay, hang on. Let me get your stuff up, Christine.
Okay. what I said.
There's a method to my madness here. Hang on. So. That's how come it gets posted on the Facebook page and everything so quickly, because I have a method to this. Okay, here we go. I have a list for you. Your intention was to revise your miscarriage scene to an abortion scene.
Well, that has not happened, but other positive things happened with the novel manuscript.
All right, well, you can tell me about those after I go through this list. Research appropriate copy editors.
Yes, actually, I hired and started with a copy editor where I'm sending her, committed to sending her 10 pages a day, so may go up to 20. So I'm actively doing that. Accomplished.
Okay. Finish your novel and get it to the copy editor.
What was that again?
Finish novel and get it to copy editor.
Well, I'm doing that incrementally, so it's getting. I'm checking over 10 pages and pages to it.
I'll just take that off, and I added to your intentions for this time. Send 10 pages to editor per day.
Great.
Okay. All right. Write 2 300-word travel blog posts.
Well, I wrote 1 600 one and a poem. So I did get 2 new pieces on the blog. I still have no. There's a lot to do, but that was good. I got that done, and I also ran that through the copy editor first.
Okay, so I'm writing down as an accomplishment that you wrote 1 600-word travel blog post.
Yes.
Okay. I have down here daily notes on new prison teacher book.
Yes, there have been no shortage of amazing and amusing anecdotes, like the prisoner who says, "Someone's stealing my work."
Okay,
That's ongoing. That's pretty good.
Okay, so hold on. So I'm writing completed daily notes, a new prison workbook, and I will keep that down here. Daily notes, a new prison. Okay. Morning and evening 30-minute writing periods.
That's good. I'm doing that.
Okay, so completed morning and even 30-minute writing periods. Okay. All right. Anything else you accomplished that you want to add to the list? What I have right now is researched and hired appropriate copy editor, wrote 1 600-word travel blog, completed daily notes on new prison teacher book, completed morning and evening 30-minute writing periods.
Well, yes, and I also restarted sending. I sent a travel piece to a local newspaper that used to publish my stuff, so I pitched restarting a column with the newspaper I used to send to. I haven't heard back from them yet. They changed editors, so
okay.
There was turnover in the editor.
Okay, so I added sent travel piece to local paper and pitched new column to local paper.
Right, and then the next thing I want to do is pitch something to Bay Nature magazine.
Okay. All right, so that's it for accomplishments?
Yes.
Okay, so intentions. Are we still revising the miscarriage scene to an abortion scene or no?
Oh, yes. We need to. She's going to have a problem with her Dalcon Shield IUD.
Okay. So I'm leaving that there. Revise marriage scene. Are you writing 2 300-word travel blog posts or no?
Yes. Yes. I want to do that. I also need your advice on the length.
Okay, so let's talk about that after this, okay?
Okay.
Keep that there. Remember to ask me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, but we're leaving that there. We're leaving morning and evening 30-minute writing periods, correct?
Yeah, I think this is just right, and this group is really helping me. This is good.
Awesome. And then I'm leaving, I added the send 10 pages to editor per day. I left on there daily notes on new prison teacher book, because I'm assuming you're going to continue to do that.
All right.
And then I added pitch to Bay Nature magazine. So is that all correct?
That's That's all correct. And a rewrite query letter, I need to do that. And the reason I chose the 10 pages is I found an editor or an agent that would be appropriate for me that said she wants to see 10 pages in the body of the email. So
okay.
I did start researching agents to the degree of finding one.
Okay, so started.
But I want my book to be, you know, ready to send off before I really launch into the agent.
Right. Okay.
For,
got it. Okay, so I added under accomplishments, started researching and contacting agents.
Excellent. Okay, I think
okay,
I feel
good. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Christine. Okay.
You're welcome.
Rosalyn, you want to go next?
That's fine. I can do that.
And then we have Tonya and Patty, I believe. Okay. Okay, Rosalyn. Continue writing something every day, 50 to 500 words.
Yes, I have done that. I think maybe a short one day, so still on my 6 days a week thing. And I'm, again, happy with 6 or 7 days. I won't be happy if I go below that.
Okay.
I think my pattern seems to need a gimme kind of day. So I'm good with my 6.
Okay. Work on a short story and have the first draft in 2 weeks, so today.
Yeah, I don't have the draft done yet, but I have a group. I have to have something written to read to a group on Saturday morning, so I have to get it done. So I've worked a little bit on, like, some scenes-ish from it, but I haven't really – I need to sit down and I'm still – I'm working on my mental block on the short story, so, yeah.
Okay. So I put worked on short story, and under intentions, I'm going to change it to finish short story.
Yeah.
By when?
Well, I need to have at least a couple scenes of it done by Saturday, and that will probably tell me then about directions to go for the remainder of it. So I guess by our next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So scenes by Saturday, partial by Saturday, completion by our next phone call.
Okay, I'm just going to leave the 2 weeks one.
Perfect.
Okay, resume blogging one time per week.
I have been doing that and continue doing that both publicly and on the password protected, kind of toggling back and forth between those. It's working for me, so I'm liking that. And I also got a couple of poems written this week for various things. Some were for the blog posts and some were for other things. So
okay. All right. So I added finished several poems.
Yes.
Any other accomplishments?
Accomplishments. I'm working on reading and notes for a book that Tonya, like a discussion guide that Tonya and I are collaborating on, and so for somebody else's book. So I'm about halfway through that book, and I think our deadline is the end of March for having our, and Tonya can correct me when she comes on and if I'm getting the dates wrong, but I think we said the end of March for our first read and notes and kind of draft ideas. So working on that. So that's both progress and completion accomplishments.
Okay,
and then,
so then under intentions, I have continue writing every day, 50
mm-hmm.
to 500
mm-hmm.
words, 6 times per week.
Uh-huh.
And I have finished short story, have first draft in 2 weeks, resume,
uh-huh.
I'm going to say continue, blogging one time per week,
right.
Finish collaborative discussion guide by end of March.
Right. And then I have an essay, I'll call it the grandma essay, that I've written and submitted a couple different places. And I need to decide, I've gotten my latest rejection back, so what I need to do in the next 2 weeks is either revise it or resubmit it or both.
Okay.
So that'll be an intention for the next 2 weeks.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Awesome.
Thanks.
Okay. Tonya, you're up. Let me.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get you up here. And I never got your intentions because I never, maybe I missed them on the site, but you did have what you'd accomplished last time. So I guess I don't have anything for you. So you're going to have to do the whole thing.
Okay. Well, yeah. And I apologize about not getting them out there. I think probably the ones you had for me for 4 weeks ago still hold true because I'm still working on the same objective with my book. So I'll start with that. I'm right on track to hand that off to the editor on February 27th. So that's
okay,
the first
hold on.
Thing.
So these are accomplishments. So ready to give book manuscript to editor. Okay.
Yeah. I wrote every day. I blogged every week. I think since I was last here, I founded a reciprocal blogging group, Women's Blogging Exchange. It's working out really well, and it's sort of reinvigorating a bunch of us to blog. So I'm super happy about that. I got invited with Rosalind to collaborate on a workbook for an academic friend of ours. It's a book about collaboration, so we're super excited because we collaborate a lot together. I joined a new writer's critique group. And then I decided because, and I'm freelancing two articles for clients. And then I decided to take the last thing I remember you saying about how to blog for fiction writers, five topics, two themes, and I worked out a crazy plan to just really take hold of this blogging thing and blog daily for the next year. Today's actually my birthday, and every birthday I give myself a new gift around writing, and so today my gift to myself is to blog that plan, to blog five topics, two themes, short pieces, sharing, and just things that are in the style that I think is representative of me, and to
awesome.
Do that and learn from that for the year and see what
awesome.
I learn.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. I'm super excited about regular blogging. I couldn't quite get, I couldn't get past the part about self-representation being seen, but I'm super excited about doing five topics, two themes, and trying to figure out how to serve within my part of the world and writing community.
Good. Awesome. Okay, so I have all those as accomplishments. What about your intentions? I wrote down blog daily. I'm going to write down write every day because those are your things, right?
Right.
Okay,
so when's our next meeting?
March 1st.
March 1st. You know, I would just say if I'm still blogging daily, that's probably the most important thing. I have a well-established daily writing habit. I'm embedded in a couple of different groups. Nothing will be going on that needs my attention with my book, and I'll actually be on vacation, but I want to be blogging every day. That's like the biggest barrier to my to my writing happiness at the moment, so I just want to really focus on that. I'll be doing all my other stuff too, but that's the thing I want to focus on.
All right, so I blog daily. Do you want me to take write every day off of there or just keep it there?
You know what? 760 days, I've got this one handled. The blogging daily, though, that's huge. That's that one thing. If I could do that and work toward having a daily habit, I would really be happy about that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave write every day on there anyway, just so it's nice to have it there. Okay, so that's it for intentions, just those two.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you're going to be on vacation, then, you know, that's fine just to have two.
Okay.
And you tend to have a lot of them, so that's good. Okay, awesome. Okay, that was Tonya. So, Patty, welcome. Now you see how it's done.
Yes, I do.
So, we're going to start from scratch with you, a little bit like Tonya just did. And we'll start, even though you haven't been here for the last, couple months, But we'll start anyway with your accomplishments. And why don't you first do this? Why don't you tell us where you're located and what you write and why you wanted to be in the group so that everybody can kind of meet you?
Well, I'm located in Grass Valley, which is close to where Pat Cole lives in Sacramento, and we're in a writer's group together. And I actually went to the Women Writing in the Redwoods last year, but I didn't go this year. I write for the local newspaper. I've always been a food writer, but I've been blogging about my travels. And I have about 100 pages, or maybe 200 pages, of short, they're like short journal entries of travel events, adventures, and I don't have a really clear vision of what the overview of that book is. Most of my travel has been spiritual pilgrimages, and I have a lot, and I was blogging a lot when we were traveling, but now that I'm home, I kind of have had about a 6-week break from all that blogging. I haven't done anything. So I need to restart that.
Okay.
And my blogs tend to be long. I tell the whole story, 600 to 800 words. So maybe that's too complicated.
Well, we can talk about that. So why don't you bring that up when we're done with you here? We'll open for questions, and you could ask about that. So I'm putting under intentions that you want to restart your blog. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. What about things you've accomplished before we get into that?
Like
in the last couple weeks, or what you can remember, things you set out to do that you got done.
Well, a really important thing I did that doesn't relate to writing, but I resigned from this board that took a lot of time, and I'm so glad to be out of it because I'm really getting clear. If I'm going to write, I need to not have my fingers in too many pies.
Right.
I resigned from that board. I found another writer's group. I have one writer's group, and I found this group of people in not too far from my house that were very inspiring, and I'd like to go back to that. And I've been editing my pictures for my blogs, I'm not very techie, so I'm getting some techie help.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to add to accomplishments?
Pardon me?
Anything else you want to add to accomplishments? It'll be easier next time because you'll have a list of intentions.
Yeah. I don't know what else I've really accomplished.
Okay. So then under intentions, I have restart blog. What else would you like to have there?
Uh-huh. Well, I need to restart that habit of writing every morning. Sometimes I get up in the middle of the night and have a great writing session, but I get up in the morning and I just get lost in all the other things I think I should do, especially when the weather's good. Okay. So I want to write every morning.
Okay, so I wrote restart habit of morning writing periods.
Mm-hmm.
Other intentions?
Well, I could send some queries out or at least start researching and writing some queries of, short travel pieces that I could put out. If I just started researching the magazines for short travel pieces, at least if I made some progress on that, I think I would feel successful.
Okay. So I wrote start researching and writing queries for short travel pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I think that would be a lot.
Okay. So I have restart blog, restart habit of morning writing periods, and start researching and writing queries for short travel pieces.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Okay. Good. Thank you. And thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyone that I missed that I don't know is on the line? We're missing Francine, Amina, Modi. Okay. Then we are open for questions.
Go, Peggy, go.
Anyone want to ask a question? Let's start with productivity questions.
Oh, I'm good with a question, Christine.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the discussion item would be, you had said something about don't do 250-word blog pieces, make it 300. So then I'm wondering, 300, what would be a range? What's too long?
Well, it depends how often you're writing, and it depends on your audience. To some extent, I'm of the belief that most people don't want to read more than about 500 to 750 words. So I aim on the short side for 300 because Google prefers 300-word blog posts over less than 300-word blog posts. So I like to make Google happy, so I don't usually write less than 300. And I will try to stop by 750 words. So that's my range. I err on the shorter side if I can, 500 words, 400 words, something like that. There is some research out there that longer posts get more engagement. They get shared more, get more comments. But I wouldn't be doing that if I was blogging every week or more than once a week, because it takes a long time to write a 1,500-word blog post. And again, I wonder how many people really want to read them, but the studies do show that they get more engagement. So, you could write 1,500 words and see how that works for you. I just find that that's a lot of time and effort on your blog when you might want to be writing other things. So like I said, I aim for 300 to 750.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay?
Okay. I think if I have a longer post, I'll just take the time to market it somewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, it isn't that you can't put it on your blog. I mean, occasionally I have a 1,500-word piece, but a lot of times that's what we call pillar content. It's something that, people will come back to over and over again. It's important content to help people understand the concept of your blog or your topic.
Oh, yes. Yes, I definitely have one of those. Okay, great. Good news.
Okay.
How do you get more people on your blog to see your blog?
Okay, who is this?
This is Patty.
You want to be sharing your posts on all the social networks.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you share the link to your posts, the more opportunity people have to click through and read it.
Mm-hmm.
And share it to your mailing list, all those sorts of things. You can't just expect people to show up there. So that's the best way. The other way is once you're, been blogging for a while, you can definitely do guest blog posts or bring in guest bloggers or interview experts, that sort of thing, because that will introduce you to somebody else's audience because they'll share your posts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other questions?
Yeah. At the beginning, this is Robin, when I told you that I did talk to an editor and cultivate a relationship, and I'm going to follow up on that. But the agent's part wasn't working for me, mostly because I did not, we couldn't go to the agent pitches. And I did talk to an agent for about 30 seconds in the elevator, but she was going on to the next floor. You know what I mean? It's just sort of... I want to know your take on that. I'm writing fiction, so it might be too early, although I did read my first page like Pat did to a panel of editors and agents. So I think probably for me, I'm guessing that, I do need to work with an editor first and hopefully maybe they'll have some connections, but I'm getting an idea from the conference of the agents who are working with, mystery genre. But the other thing is, I just have this mental block that I am not destined, to get that far. It's just this very deeply seated screw-up thing, that I try to ignore a lot.
Well, yeah, you have to get over the screw-up thing because you need to, just get out there and try it.
Yeah, and the conference is a good place to do it, huh?
Right, it was. And you could have tried your pitch any number of places, at the Ask a Pro on some people. You could have done it with editors that were there or with the coaches.
I did on your panel. I did my pitch to
the woman sitting next to you. But okay. she wasn't an agent. Yeah.
On my panel to Beth Barony.
That last her last name was Hurst.
Oh, to Dorothy
Heather
Hurst.
Dorothy
yeah.
Hurst. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's wonderful. She's from Sounds True. So did she give you good feedback or?
She did. Yes.
Okay. All right. So what you need to do is look for some other places to pitch agents. And like the WNBA will probably have a pitch-a-thon sometime this year, I think. And did you not sign up for the pitch session? Is that what happened? You didn't...
We can, well, volunteers can't. You know, I would have loved to, but so we have to do it elsewhere. So.
Okay, so I suggest you just
WNBA.
National Book Association.
Okay.
So, what is that called?
Women's National Book Association. They didn't do it last year because they didn't have anyone organize it, but I think they have somebody this year to organize it, and so I'm hoping that this year they will do it. And I know that's
great.
Their
hopes
because they usually get 4 or 5 agents, and you can go pitch. So, yeah.
Alrighty.
But, I mean, in terms of it not happening for you, you just didn't have the opportunity there to do it. I wouldn't say it's not happening for you. I would just say you didn't have that opportunity there, and so you need to make some other opportunities. Working with the editor is a good thing, but I think that you could definitely be trying out the pitch and working on a query letter and all those things so that you're ready to move forward contact agents. And don't forget that, I mean, you probably heard it at the conference, that fiction authors in a lot of cases are being asked to put together a book proposal just like a nonfiction author. So you want to get all of that together and be ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Good.
Does that answer your question?
That does answer my question. I'm thinking that I'm going to go to that conference. I'll look it up and see. That way I'm paying rather than, you know, and I have a choice of the sessions to go to. There was an agent session, but I was volunteering for the poetry, so I couldn't go to it. And I was definitely, you know, geared up to go, but it didn't happen.
Well, why don't you get the recording? There are recordings of every session that cost $10.
And then the other thing is, too, that if you go to the conference and tell the agents, they do pay attention to that when you contact
them. Send a letter to them and just put on the – you can't say requested material, but on the outside of the envelope, you just write San Francisco Writers Conference. It's, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, and what I would do is I would get the recording of the agent sessions, and I would listen to it, and then they don't know whether you were in the audience or not, you know. You can just say, I heard you speak at the conference, because you did.
There you go. that's great. And I've picked out a couple of agents that I want to try out, so from reading their bios, and I'll go online and check it out even further. But thanks. That's good. I should put that on my intention.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so hold on. Let me go back. This is Robin.
Mm-hmm.
So intention. What do you want me to write there?
Contact one agent. So if I do that, I'll have a template for it.
Okay, and are you going to get a recording of that session? You could still
Okay. I'll get the recording, too. I can do that. Yeah.
Robin, I would put because it's a really good session.
Did you go? Is that Pat?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Nina.
Okay, you're welcome, Robin. All right, next person. Please say who it is who's talking.
Okay, Peggy. I can't remember all the things I said I wanted to ask you, but I wrote down this question. I wanted to ask you about speakers' guilds, about getting speaking engagements. I guess that's a long question, but... maybe you could send me just the book to figure it out.
Well, I mean, there are great books out there. There's But in terms of getting in a speaker's bureau, that can sometimes be hard and expensive, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try. I'm trying to look where my speaking books are. One of the best books on speaking, I'm not seeing, is called, I think, The Wealthy Speaker.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find my speaking books. Everything is sort of organized by topic, and I'm not seeing my speaking books. Yeah, The Wealthy Speaker is one of the best ones that I know of. So you might look at that one and see what you find there. And then what you need to do is get out and start speaking a little bit at some smaller places. Are you doing that?
Well, yeah, I did the recordings for like 6 videos for television, so I need to finish editing those.
Yeah, but I mean actually getting out in front of groups. I would find some small groups locally and just get some speaking credits before you approach a bureau.
Okay, yeah. I've had trouble figuring that out, but I'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, you just think about what groups would be interested in your topic, and then send them a letter. And I mean, once you have the videos edited, you can always show them the videos of that to begin with. And then what you want to do is try to record yourself actually speaking at a speaking engagement.
Oh, okay.
You know, and eventually create a whole speaker's reel. But you can also do a speaker's one sheet, and that will help as well. And there's somebody who did one for me that was very nice. There are templates out there for speaker's one sheets. I don't like those as much, but if you want to do it yourself,
what's that word
there are
say?
Templates.
One
Excuse
sheet?
Me? Speaker
what's
one sheet.
O-N-E-S-H-E-E-T?
Yes.
Okay.
If you go online and you Google speaker's one sheet, you'll probably find the template and you'll find samples of people's one sheet.
Oh, okay.
Or I can send, if you email me, I'll send you mine so you can look at it. But I decided I didn't want the template because a lot of people were using it. And instead, I just took some pictures. Yeah, I had some pictures that I really liked and headshot and all that stuff. And I had quotes from people, you know, blurbs or testimonials from people, and you know, all the information that goes on there, such as what you speak about, and a short bio. And I sent that off to a guy who did a really nice job for me. And if you, like I said, if you want his name, he wasn't super expensive. It was a couple hundred dollars.
Oh, cool.
So those should all help you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. More questions? Can take a couple more.
Do you have more, Peggy? Peggy, do you have any more questions?
I think I'm okay.
Okay.
You're kind of breaking up a little bit, Pat.
Okay. So, can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. One of the agents I spoke with wanted to see me doing some short articles around, you know, like 500 to 750 words in publications. Mm-hmm. Do I just go to Writer's Digest and those other places and just try to figure out who's interested in that sort of writing?
Yeah, you can, or you can go online. I mean, you're going to be writing on your topic. So,
what do you mean I can go online?
Well, you can go online and just Google your topic in magazines or online publications.
Okay.
But, you know,
okay.
It'd be better to have print publications, because what he's wanting is for you to build your platform and show
sure.
your expertise.
Right. Right.
So, you know, he wants you to be seen as an expert who writes articles on your topic.
Right.
And so the print publications are going to be better, but you could get some online ones as well. And so,
yeah, I think I agree.
Yeah, so you could, you can do it with Writer's Market. I would definitely use Writer's Market, and then I would, in addition to Writer's Market, I would just go online and Google.
Okay. What's the
and
one you
find
have
their
to
writer's
subscribe?
Guide, find
What's
their
the
guide
one you
writer?
Have to subscribe to?
Writer's Market is the book, but you can also get the online version of it, which is updated all the time. And I would be looking for writer's guidelines, and if possible, I'd take a look at these publications so that you can see if they have shorts, you know?
Yeah, and see what get familiarized myself with what they do. Because she was she wanted the proposal, just not yet. So she said she wanted me to do this for a while, and then she'd like to see the proposal. So so I had good luck with speed dating. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh yeah, didn't you say that you had like 6 out of 9 said yes?
I had 4, and then the one I wrote before I left, who I'd gotten from someone else, I just heard from today, and she just apologized for not getting back to me and said she would later. So that's 5.
Okay. Somebody I talked to had 6 out of 9, which was awesome.
Wow.
That's still a good return, too, what you got.
Yeah, I was thrilled. I was thrilled with 1. So, and I did hire an editor to edit the book before I give it to agents.
Okay.
Because the conference, they helped me pin down the fact that it, you know, what genre I really am, and I'm narrative nonfiction. So I need to rewrite it more from that point of view.
Okay.
So I'll go through and do that, and then make it shorter.
Who told you 40,000 words?
Well, around that. She said, what did she say, 150 pages or something like that?
I've never known a publisher who would take a book under 50,000 words because they end up too narrow on the shelf.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, then I can – well, we're in the ballpark. I mean, I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you hit 50,000 words, you can always cut. But
sure.
I wouldn't – I don't know. I think 40,000 – every time I've proposed 40,000 words, they've told me no. And the one book, you know, the publisher himself took it to the pub board 3 times, and he finally came back to me and said, we'll publish this, but only if you write 50,000 words, not 40.
Okay, thank you. That'll be helpful. Then I'll just insist on that.
So that's my experience with length.
Okay. Well, thank you. So, yeah, I will definitely do that then. But I feel like rewriting it from this focus and then getting her to help me edit it mostly for structure, to make sure it, you know, it's shaped right, and also to edit. So then I can go back to the agents and give them proposals.
And did you hire somebody at the conference?
Yeah, Mary Radow, is that her name?
Okay.
Raycow.
Yeah, I don't know her, but yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I went to the session where the editors pitched, you know, talked about what they do, and we met them all, and I did the consultations. I did one with her, and I liked her. So, and she offered, you know, the rate wasn't too bad, so I decided it would probably make me look a whole lot better.
Okay. All right, good.
So, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Take 1 or 2 more questions before we quit. Productivity questions?
Tonya, I've got a question.
Okay, Tonya.
So, Nina, given that I'm trying to blog daily obviously.
Here.
What?
I don't know. Whoever is talking to somebody else in the background needs to probably mute themselves by doing *6. And you can unmute by saying *6. Go ahead, Tonya.
Okay. So I'm going to be blogging daily. Do you have any specific recommendations for word limits around a daily blogging discipline?
Around what? I'm sorry, somebody was calling
me. A daily blogging discipline.
You mean in terms of just having the discipline?
No, like how long to go. I'm assuming plenty of short stuff, like around 300 words, maybe a longer piece once a week and a share or two. But I'm just, you know more. I'd love to know what you would think about length if you're blogging daily.
So you're blogging daily. So 5 times a week, week or 6, 7? How many times?
7.
If it were me, I'd be aiming for 300 to 500 words because that's a lot of blogging. I mean, my one blog, my one site, I did do five days. I've never done 7 days a week. I did 5 days a week, and it's a lot. And even now, you know, I have three really active blogs, and that's four posts a week that I'm doing. And then, another post here and there for my fourth blog. So I find that it's a lot, especially like when I went to the conference, you know. So I went to the conference for 5 days, and next week I'm away for another 4 days or 5 days. And so I have to get all that done before I leave so that it's scheduled. So I would be sticking short to 300, 500 words. And when you can, I'd be batching it. I'm not good about batching. I tend to, you know, it's the day before and I'm writing my post, and I'm up till midnight because it's not done yet. And I never miss a day. I've only missed a day when some technology thing, like it accidentally didn't get scheduled for the right day or something. But I really have never missed a post. So, sometimes saying, this is what I'm trying to do now, is saying like Monday and Tuesday are my blog days, and I try to get the majority of my blog posts done Monday and Tuesday so that I have less to do, less blogging to do on other days. On the other hand, blogging every day is a writing discipline. It is writing, right? It's blogging, but it's writing. And so usually when people say to me, how much do you write per day, I'll say, or do you write every day? I usually end up saying yes, because more often than not, I am blogging almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really up to you whether you want to batch them, get two done in a day, and, that way you'd get, in 3 days, maybe you could get all seven done, or 4 days, or whether you just want to write one a day and make that part of your writing discipline.
Well, I have kind of a problem pushing the button. I have 345 unpublished blog posts in reserve. So
that's a lot.
This is why I'm trying to do the daily thing, is to just get over myself and do it. But it's good to know that, to understand your process, because you've been doing it a long time. So thank you.
Why are all of those not published?
Oh, that's like saying, why is the sky blue, Nina? I mean... seriously, this is just my problem area, is that, which is why I'm going to do it daily and just try to get past it. But it's, it's kind of a joke even to me, but I can write like 4 or 5 blog posts in a day. It's just pushing the button. It's harder. But I've got a good support group that I'm in, a reciprocal blogging group, and I'm getting really encouraged and inspired to push that button more.
Okay. Well, So you have a backlog, so if you go on vacation or whatever, you can use those. Just get them ready and in there and, ready to be scheduled. And, have everything in the blog, on your site and ready to go. But, see it as a writing practice and just do it daily then, if that works better for you. But if you're going to have people checking them, then, you won't be hitting the button with those posts every day. See, for
right.
me, I write them. I drop them. Well, I write them in Scrivener, which does some mm-hmm. autocorrect for me. Then mm-hmm. I drop them into Grammarly, and mm-hmm. which I've given you guys the link to before. And I do my editing and revising in Grammarly, because it shows me what I've done wrong, and plus then I can proofread it in there at the same time and revise and know that my grammar's correct. And so then I take it and I drop it back into Scrivener. And I compile from Scrivener, because I actually write in, I use Markdown language, which formats for me. And so I export it from Scrivener using Markdown. And it then shows up as a, I don't know what it's called, like a web document. So when I open it, it opens up in a browser. And I copy and paste it already formatted into my blog. And then I just need to go get a photo and... and then I have the plugin SEO by Yoast, which helps you with your search engine optimization. So then I plug everything in there. I do my tags. My categories, those kind of things, and I make sure my picture looks good. And then I usually preview. And I might preview it 2 or 3 times and do my last editing that way. Because when you see it done, it, you catch things you didn't catch before. And then mm-hmm. I'm done. I hit publish.
Great.
And I usually don't ever again, unless I have to.
Okay. Are you going to be talking about stuff like this at the Women in Writing the Redwoods Retreat?
I can. They haven't told me what they want me to talk about.
Oh,
if you want me to talk
okay.
about that, why don't you send a note to Michael and say that, you know, that's something you want me to talk about.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. One last question. Anyone?
Not Pat.
Okay. Patty, you said something. I just wanted to address this because it was on my mind about your morning writing routine.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that here because I'm a certified high-performance coach, and so we've talked a lot about productivity, which is what this group is really supposed to be about. And I would just encourage you to not look at your email in the morning, not get on social networking in the morning, don't answer the phone, turn everything off, and just write, because it's the distractions that take you away. For me, it's very hard. I do customer service for my, you know, people like you and for people in my other groups and courses, and so I tend to have to get on email at least briefly to see if there's anything I need to address or if my agent needs something or whatever, but I try to get out of there, you know, if I have writing to do, I try to get out of there as soon as I can so that I get right to writing. Because as soon as I get in there or I go on the social networks, I get distracted and I
yeah.
end up doing other things. And basically what that's doing is it's allowing other people's agenda to take over your agenda. So I really suggest
mm-hmm.
that you make an agenda for your morning. And even if your morning, you know, ritual is that you read or you meditate or pray or whatever and then you write, fine. But just make that time sacred and don't do anything else until you've written. That is my biggest
mm-hmm.
suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you could exercise or whatever, you know, it is that you like to do first thing in the morning, but just make sure you go right from that to your writing.
It made a big difference for me. It really made a big difference when I started doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Peggy. That changed everything for me. Just
the not opening
that.
Your email and stuff?
Yeah, right. Just get right to writing. And sometimes it's 4 hours later when I lift my head, you know, and do other stuff. Because the writing is easiest for me in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good.
Yeah. So try that.
Okay.
All right. Well, if nobody has any other
All
questions,
right.
we'll call it a night. And we'll meet again March 1st.
Okay,
and,
good session.
Yeah,
thanks,
this was
Nina.
A good session. You're very welcome.
So great, Nina.
Thank you, Nina.
You're welcome.
Thank
nice
you,
to
Nina.
Have you, Patty.
Good night.
I hope you enjoyed it and found it useful. And,
yes,
Patty,
very
make
good.
Sure you ask to join the Facebook group.
Oh, what is it called?
Women's Inspired Writing the Results Group.
Oh, okay.
And so,
all right.
I think you should be able to find it, right, ladies? Can't you? You find it, but you have to just ask to join because it's a secret group, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Or closed
yeah.
group. Or if you can't find it, then you either contact me or someone you know to, you know, ask
okay.
you how to, you know, how to get in. And we just need to invite you. But that's I post all of this on the Facebook page.
Okay.
You know, everything everybody said gets posted there. So it's public, not to everyone, but to everyone in the group. It's public. And you can comment there, or if you miss a session, you can go there and add your accomplishments and your intentions. And if you have questions or you need support or you want to find a writing buddy or accountability buddy and, you know, for in between sessions, you can do all of that on the Facebook group.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, ladies, then until next time, you go out there and achieve more inspired results.
Okay. Good night. Thank
Great.
You.
Night,
Thank
everyone.
You.
Good night.
Bye.